Good morning. We're continuing with Chayyotim, a klal mimov, Simon Aleph. So we gave the introduction yesterday. So the Chayyotim says that a person nowadays still should be makbid on the sinyan of Maimer Chernim. Vein tzarech litul ela ad perek sheni min atzbos, tahanu shnei perokim. So you need to wash the bottom part of your fingers, except for the thumb, which has only two joints. Your fingers have three joints. In general, most of the interface between your hands and the food is in the lower part of your fingers. So the ikra din, you only have to wash that part. In general, above the two lower joints, any uncleanliness which is due to the food doesn't go there. Mishabura does bring an opinion which says that you should really preferably wash the whole finger, and then he brings the opinion of the Gra that says you have to wash the whole hand, similar to the halachas of Mayim Rishonim. Now, even Mayim Rishonim, there's a machlokes whether the Ikra Din, the Chi, and the Tila is only the fingers or the whole hand. That's why on Yom Kippur, when we wash, we follow the Shita, which is, in this sense, more machmer, that the halacha matila is only on the lower, only on the fingers, not the whole hand. So there is such an opinion by Maamar Mishnah. So the Gra holds that same machlokes, which is over there, applies over here as well. How much of the chi and the tila is it? Just the lower, the fingers, or the whole hand? And therefore, he suggests that a person should try and wash the whole hand. That is the opinion of the Gra. But the Mishabur does not paskin like that. Mikir Adin, of the Chiyah Matila is on the fingers. The Shulchan Aruch said it's on the two lower joints. And the Mishabur paskins that preferably a person should wash the whole finger. V'yash v'yadav k'desha teret azuma. That when you wash, you should wash with your fingers facing downwards. So the idea is that there's any uncleanliness, zuma, dirtiness, which is on the fingers, should be washed off. So you don't want to wash it in such a way that it then flows down onto the palm of your hand. You want to wash it in such a way that the gravity will be working with you to take anything which has been washed off away from the hand. So you should have your fingers facing downwards when you do that. Now, the Mishabura points out, Vara laya maisa, I feel very bad about the fact that there are people which are makbet on this halacha, that they're careful to make sure that they wash, because many people are not makbet on this halacha. But here you have people which are makbet on the halacha, but all they do is they just basically moisten the tips of their fingers. They're not makayim the halacha. So it's very sad that you have a situation where people are committing to do a mitzvah and then doing it incorrectly and not fulfilling the mitzvah. So they end up with all of their effort, they haven't accomplished the mitzvah. Lashon the Mishabura is Ra alai amaisa, I feel bad about this situation, that this is what's happening. So a person should be careful when they're washing. The point he's saying is that you want to do it in such a way that you're going to fulfill the mitzvah, not just moistening the tips of your fingers, but actually washing at least the two lower joints and preferably the whole finger. Okay, now, the next point he discusses is the order. So the person's eating by himself, so he washes Maamar Chernim and he benches. And we mentioned before that preferably there should not be any time lapse between the washing of the Maamar Chernim and the benching. It should be taken of the Netilah Bracha. So there should not be a time lapse between the two. Surely one should not speak in between the two, even in Divrei Torah. This is supposed to be immediately prior to benching. That's very good if you have just one person, so you can be makbid on that. If you have multiple people, so how do you decide who washes first? So the halacha is a mevorach who not to brishana ad chamisha, that the mevorach, the one who is leading the benching, so Mizwan Chazal, he was the one that actually would be saying the benching and everybody else would listen. See, he should be the one who washes first, and then the other people should wash after him. Now, why is that? If he's the one who's benching, and we're saying we should be makbid, there should not be a time lapse, he shouldn't wash before the other people, he should wash last. Well, he says, but also that we gain that once he does that, he's focused on the benching, and he will have time to review and look over the words of benching before he actually benches to mitzvah everybody. So therefore, the Mishnah Berurah raises the question that nowadays, when each person is saying their own bracha, and then they're not listening, I mean, yotze with the mavorech, so maybe, arguably, this halacha should be different, and we'll see what that would mean practically, the maisa, the Bais Hashem, in the next year. And meanwhile, have a good day.